You're listening to the RightStream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at RightStream and hashtag RightStream. Thanks for listening to the RightStream Radio Network.
Welcome to Just Believe Radio on the RightStream Network. I am your host, Lisa Tarvis. Happy to be here. We have a great guest on tonight who's going to be doing some readings for us. And I'm going to tell you all about him in just a few minutes. But I wanted to first tell you about me. Again, my name is Lisa Tarvis, and I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive counselor, author of the book Just Believe, and, of course, radio show host. This is the last broadcast in September, so starting in October, the RightStream Network has two new shows starting, plus the relaunch of Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss that Daria and I are relaunching on the 2nd, and so there's a lot of really great stuff. We're going to have seven days a week of programming by, I don't remember when everybody starts, but I think it's by the second week in October. We have everyone's show will be going live. So everyone tune in for that. I'm going to be updating the website really soon. I've already made some updates but haven't published them yet. But the RightStream Network the network's website is rightstreamradio.com, and of course you can follow us on Twitter and on Facebook as well. Looking under RightStream, right with a W, by the way, right as in right, W-R-I-T-E, stream. And I want to tell you, you can find out more about me by going to lisatarvis.com, and you can find out what I do and about my book and things like that. Every Sunday, we have the Just Believe comes on the air, and we do different things. The show's on at 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday, and we have experts in the field of holistic health, spirituality, metaphysics, paranormal, and a lot of times we do psychic readings, which is what we're going to be doing tonight. But if you know of someone who wants to be on the show, know of someone who's an expert in one of these fields, or anybody who wants to connect about the show or something else, you can have them email me. My email address is lisa@lisatarvis.com. Anyone who wants a reading with our guest tonight, please call in at 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. And you can call that number and just listen to the show, or you can call that number and press 1. If you press 1, you will be in the queue, and Daria Ann, who is in the background here tonight, is screening the calls, and you will talk to her, and we'll get you on as soon as we can. So feel free to again, call that number. The chat room is also open, and the chat room, it's actually very, very, very lonely. Just Daria and I so far. So people, get into the chat room. You can do that, I believe, if you're listening from Blog Talk's homepage. You can do that, I think, towards the bottom of the page. You can find the chat room. So check us out in the chat room and chat with us. You know, that's what you do in chat rooms. So do that, because we get lonely in the chat room. So anyway, I want to tell you about tonight's guest. Tonight I have Shaman Rai on with me, and we're going to bring him on the air in just a minute. Shaman Rai is clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, and empathic. He receives messages through sight, hearing, intuition, and experiencing them in his own body. His psychic ability allows him to see into the past, present, and the future. He provides information about those those who are alive or deceased, he can see the condition of the body and identify the underlying physical or emotional issues. As appropriate, he brings the divine energy to initiate a physical, emotional, or spiritual healing process. Shaman Rai, it has a PhD in psychology and a doctorate in naturopathy. He is certified in Reiki, integrated energy therapy, and hypnosis. He is also a, and I may butcher this, I think this is Cryobin, I don't know. I think it's a yoga thing, but I'm not sure, so we'll ask him about that. With Self-Realization Fellowship, which was established by his guru, and I'm not even going to try that, Paramahansa Yogananda. Yeah, that's it. Shaman Rai applies his broad range of knowledge and experience in his work. You can find him on the internet at Shaman Rai, which is spelled RAI.com, Shaman, Shaman, Rai, RAI.com. And you can find out information on how to contact him and all of that, and connect with him off air. But right now I wanted to welcome Shaman Rai to the show. Hello, how are you?
Great, Lisa. Thanks for having me on tonight.
All right, so tell me all the stuff I butchered and how to pronounce all these things.
You didn't do that badly. Basically, my guru is Paramahansa Yogananda. He left the body in 1952. And I'll tell you a little story about how I came to be a devotee of his. And the other word that you worked on was the Kriyaban. One of the meditation that we learn in self-realization, which was brought to us by Yogananda, which was actually brought to us by his guru's guru's guru, is Kriya Yoga. And it basically what it does is it helps remove years and years and years and years of karma by doing the yoga. So it's a breathing and an energetic movement type of approach. So I want to tell you a quick story about Yogananda because I dearly love him. And this sort of gives you a little idea of where I came from and how I got to be where I am. Many years I spent trying to meditate. The first time I did it, it freaked out my wife. I sat down in the living room floor and had read a book that I had bought on meditation, and she came home and she yelled at me, "What are you doing?" Well, it obviously didn't sit well with her that I was trying to meditate. We were just in an apartment then. And so many years went by, and we had a house, and I was able to go into a private room. And I would do things. I would read a lot of Dick Sutphin's material, do meditations that he did, and I'd work on self-hypnosis using videotapes. And I would do a certain meditation called Plato's Cave, which is a beautiful meditation about light and darkness. And anyway, I was doing market research, and my client was in Chicago, and as was my practice, I went into the bookstore looking for New Age-type books, you know, spiritual books. And when I walk in the door, I get a telepathic message that says, "There's a book here for you by an Indian, and it's not Maharishi Mahesh Yogi." Maharishi Mahesh Yogi was the head of TM, Transcendental Meditation.
Right.
And I just walk around the bookstore, and there on the bottom shelf, I see these eyes staring at me, and it was Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. And that's how I knew that I was meant to be a student of his, and took the study lessons, which are mailed to you. He's no longer in body, so he wrote this all. So that's kind of how I started my path of really moving on spiritual development.
That's a great story. That really is. And it's so funny because I know very little about the background and the yoga background. I mean, I've done yoga. I practice yoga. I don't know a whole lot about it, though. But there is a direct link, obviously, between that and meditation. And it's really fascinating. And it's really something. Do you also teach meditation?
No, I don't. I don't teach at all. I only do I basically work as a psychic, a medium, a medical intuitive, and as a healer. And that when my gifts opened up, I was very specifically told that I was to use the gifts to help other people. And so that's my entire focus. I used to be a teacher many years ago, but it's not something that I really feel a calling towards in this area.
Right. Okay. All right. So we have lots of people that want to talk to you, and I just want to ask you. I mean, obviously, you have a huge background in all of these things, all these different methods. But again, with the clairaudience and the clairvoyance and all of that. How does a reading work with you? What are you receiving? How do you connect?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, it's actually very easy for me to connect. I can actually connect if somebody sends me an email and asks me a question. I can give them very, very good information, or over the phone, like we're doing. Works. All of it works because there is no such thing as time and space, really. So
right.
My consciousness just reaches out to the consciousness of that person. So any kind of interaction with me, as long as they are open and requesting it, I can tap into them. The way it comes to me is most often, I think my strongest is my visual. So I will actually receive visual images. Some of them, most of them I find have very specific symbolism for the person I'm doing the reading for. So I share the information with them, and we talk about what it means for them, what does it remind them of. I will then also hear certain things. I'll hear words, keywords, or phrases. In terms of the physical, there are certain parts of the body where it's happened over and over again. People are dealing with the same issues, and we can talk about that later. But I will feel tightness, or I will feel when somebody starts to cry, I will feel it in my throat and I will know it. So I actually feel it physically. And sometimes the information just comes right through me. I just speak it. I never know what's coming through, and I just directly speak whatever comes through. So, you know, all it takes is for the person, you know, now if somebody calls in, you know, when they say hi, they can say their name. I like it because we have a short period of time that they ask specific questions. So
right.
We can get right to it rather than being
right.
Some kind of general reading.
Right. And that we usually encourage that anyway, because general readings are great when you have an hour, but when you only have a few minutes, it really, I mean, it doesn't work. You do need to have a specific question, and we try to get everyone to just ask one question, and that way you can focus on that one answer for them. And I want to again tell everyone, you can call in at 347-945-7246. That's 347-945-7246. Press 1, and you will be in the queue, and you will get to talk to Dari Ann, who's screening calls tonight and is in the chat room. Don't forget to check into the chat room. It's getting a little less lonely, but it's still pretty lonely in the chat room. So anyway, we are going to go to our first caller, if you're ready, Shaman Rai.
I'm all set.
Okay, great. We have Yvette calling in from California. I think that says California. Hi, Yvette. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Super.
Very, very good. Very
awesome.
Good. Did you have a question?
Yeah. You do medical readings?
What I'll do is I can tune into the body and get various information that way.
Okay.
So you want me to tune into your body and tell you what's
okay?
going on?
I have a few things I know that is going on. So
okay.
Either or.
Okay.
You want me to tell you? Okay.
No, just give me a second.
Okay.
Now, again, some of these things are symbolic, so we may have to work this out. But there's something about a tin can. That's what it looks like to me, a tin can, and almost I had the feeling like it was going into your mouth, and I don't know whether that's a suggestion that there's metal in you or that you had some kind of work done on your mouth, but there's some kind of forcing open being caused by, it's almost like I feel like it's a vegetable can of some kind that's going on there. So that's the first thing that I'm picking up. Does that have any relationship to you, Yvette?
Well, I had a red food, something to eat that was really red.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like almost like beets.
Okay.
I have that today to eat.
Well,
Asahi.
No, I don't think it's quite that, but let's wait. Let's move on.
Okay.
And very often you get more and more information and it comes back.
Okay.
Now, all of a sudden, as you were talking, I saw a man. He was an older man, gray-haired. To me, his head looked very round. I get the feeling from him of sternness. And did you ever call somebody Papa? Did you call somebody Papa?
No, my sister, her kids, they called their father Papa. But I never called anyone. I call my father Dad.
Does your father have all white hair?
No.
Yeah, I don't know who this is, then, that I'm picking up from.
Okay.
They're telling me I'm on the right track and just keep going. So we will do that.
Okay.
I'm getting a strange image for me. It's hard for me to make out what it is. But for a minute there, what I was seeing was like an African. It looked like they had a bone ring in the nose and a very large, we call it here an afro. They're saying part of your ancestry. That's part of your ancestry, not all of it. They use the word part. And you were younger. There's something about flirting. Now, I know we're not getting directly into your medical stuff, but for some reason, this is the information that I'm getting.
Okay.
I'm starting to wonder whether, I think what they're indicating to me, because I just asked them, is that there are some past life issues that you're dealing with or that have gone on,
mm-hmm.
and some of these past life issues are the things that I'm picking up,
mm-hmm.
and, I'm just going to say what they're saying. They're saying that I don't know if you felt this way, but they're saying that your life was kind of disjointed or disorganized, a little messed up for quite a long time. You took a long time to kind of come into maturity, and the pains that you're feeling, I'm getting a sense that there has something to do, not super strong, it's not as strong as I've picked up from others, but I'm getting something from your solar plexus, a tightness in your solar plexus. Are you, and it just went up towards my left breast a little bit in that area. Are you feeling anything in those areas?
That's hilarious. There's a little twinge, like a pulled muscle or something in the left side,
mm-hmm.
but it's indicative, I think, I had a session done.
You had a what done?
A session done the other day,
uh-huh.
on that left side of
mm-hmm.
the shoulder and the neck, and then there's this, like, I don't know if it's a pinched nerve in my hand, but it's on the thumb and the pinky, and it feels arthritic,
mm-hmm.
but it was an onset of, I was exposing myself to some allergens, and then I had to take some allergy medicine, and then I think it was almost like a toxic reaction,
mm-hmm.
so my body is like, I have this toxic, you know, purge, if you want to call that, lodged in my hand, and then my arm obviously has some trauma that I'm working out, and I think it all trickled down.
Now, are you feeling tightness in your solar plexus, in your stomach area?
You know, funny enough, I usually do, but lately I've been feeling pretty good there, but normally I hit it now in my throat. Like, I feel heavy in my throat or my upper chest, so it goes back and forth.
They go together. Very often I find that the solar plexus issue goes together with the throat issue. But what
okay.
I'm finding is, and also, is this area on your left side is connected with the solar plexus issue.
Okay.
And so what they're telling me is a lot of this is emotional for you.
Okay.
The issue, and they're showing me what I think is this past life, where I'm seeing this African person, and I'm seeing this very white-haired man, very stern-looking man, and they're showing me more. They're showing me his uniform. I'm certain that this is a past life issue that you're dealing with, and what's happened is that apparently some situations have come up in your present life, which is triggering a lot of these reactions. But it was also, I want to be careful when I say this word, because I get it a lot, and then I have to go back and ask them what they mean. But I always say it right as it is. But there was a kind of an abuse to you, and when I say it, it basically can be verbal abuse, it can be physical,
mm-hmm.
sexual, it can be any kind of abuse that
yeah,
took place.
Yeah, psychic abuse.
Yep. Yeah. And so the psychic abuse, because they keep on showing me these two people, goes back to a past life that you had in which I'm getting the feeling that you were beaten by this white man, this gray-haired man, when you were an African, let's say, in that life. And understand, we've all gone through all of these roles throughout all of our lifetimes. You know, we've been black, we've been white, we've been red, we've been yellow, we've been all over the world in order to have all of these kind of experiences for ourselves. But my sense is, because they just will not take these images down from me, is that, and I'm getting more tightness in the solar plexus, is that that's what's going on, is that you need to deal with the past life issue. Now,
mm-hmm.
the way I don't use hypnosis anymore. The
right.
way I work with that is by transmuting the memories energetically, but I
mm-hmm.
also have the person themselves go and do homework, which is forgiveness homework. What
mm-hmm.
I do is have them sit down and write a letter, because it's not the person who abused you in this lifetime may actually be connected to that past lifetime as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to do forgiveness work, which will help relieve a lot of these things. The thing is that the emotions have been going on for a very long time, and they've manifested in your body. That's why you're feeling these things on your left arm. And so it may not completely, you know, energetically we can remove a lot of these things, basically. For the forgiveness work, I'll just give it to you because other people can learn from this. The way I recommend, it's the same way that I got through my own loss of power, because that's what you're experiencing.
Yeah,
from
you're
that,
after it.
Okay, so, and
yeah.
that's reflected in your solar plexus. That's how I know that. And it's
okay.
also reflected in the fact that you're not able to communicate fully through your throat chakra. So
okay.
what you want to do is you want to forgive that person who abused you, start in this lifetime. Do it in the following way. Write down everything that they did to you.
Okay.
And as you write it, just write it as a letter to them or however you want to do it, but nobody's going to look at it other than yourself.
Right.
And then write everything down. When you think you've got it all down, each night read the whole thing at least once. You can read it out loud or you can read it silently. And then what you want to do is at a certain point, you're going to see that the emotion that you feel or you felt at the beginning about all of this is going to be gone. It's going to be like reading somebody else's diary. You know, it's not going to mean anything personally to you anymore. At that
okay.
point, you are free, and you can now say to them from your heart, and it's important to say it from your heart, that you forgive them. But not only forgive them, forgive yourself, because you have made yourself wrong. You have taken on what they placed on you, and you said you're not worthy, you're no good, all kinds of things that put you down and make you the victim. So you want to forgive yourself, and you want to let go this anger through this forgiveness process. I want to make it very clear that through forgiveness, you are not letting them off the hook. You're setting yourself free, okay?
Right.
And then you want to forgive the situation that was there between you. Now, you can stop there, but I like going one step further, because you were made a victim, and this is all story, and you can now change that whole story by rewriting those stories that are there and make yourself the heroine instead of the victim. Now, when I say heroine, I don't mean that you come and you dominate them or anything like that. Rather, you are the wise woman in the story, the wise woman who looks at them and understands that by that everything they did to you had nothing to do with you. It had to do what their life was before they met you. It was how they were treated as people, and you can have compassion for them for what they did for you, and you can stand tall in the story. It's all about rewriting your story and then reading that over and understanding that's who you are, because that's who you're creating yourself to be. I hope that was helpful to you, Yvette.
That was helpful. I would actually say that I am the heroine in some way, because I would say that I could have been a victim, but I didn't allow myself to be a victim.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to victim. Let's just say that this person was in power to try to take my power,
mm-hmm.
but couldn't really take my power.
Cool.
I mean, I got you know, obviously a manifestation of an injury, but that's because he couldn't take my power completely.
Got it. But you still have that injury, like you said, is a manifestation. And what it's a manifestation of is the emotional state that you were in defending yourself.
Yes.
Okay? So
okay.
It's all there.
Okay. Makes sense.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Yvette.
Awesome. Thanks for calling, Yvette. Great hearing
from
you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Bye-bye. That's really interesting, because so many of our physical problems that we have now come from previous lifetimes, and I learned that during a past life regression myself, and thought it was really mind-blowing when you really think about, wow, how do you carry over this stuff? But you do. I mean, it just comes with you.
Exactly. And you know, it becomes part of your DNA. It becomes part of your energetic body and your physical body.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so it's amazing what we carry with us. And this is a time when we want to let all of this stuff go, past life, present life issues, let it go, because the earth is rising on vibration. We're moving towards ascension, and we want to clear out all of the blockages that we've got, because these are all energetic blockages. What she was talking about was, you know, the reason that she had the solar plexus issue and her arm, her left side issues, was because energy was not truly flowing. And so
right.
What we want to do is release all of that so that the energy can flow through all of the bodies.
Right, absolutely. And so much of it, you know, one of the things I always call myself is a teacher of forgiveness. And I think that is such an important part of healing. And whether it's a past life experience or a present life experience, you know, it's forgiveness and understanding that forgiveness, like you said, isn't letting someone off the hook. It's just setting yourself free. And that's perfectly said, and pretty much the way I explain it as well to people. And it's totally a selfish act. You're doing it for you. You're not doing it for the other person. So great advice. Okay, let's move on to Kimberly from Georgia. Kimberly, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did you have a question for Shaman Rai?
I do.
Hi, Kimberly. Go ahead.
Hi. My question is about my niece, my brother's daughter. She's not been treated well by her father or the stepmother, and she called me last night really distressed, and I just want to know how to delicately handle this situation and help her.
Okay. So I guess I'm feeling through you some of the things that are going on with her, because
yeah.
Immediately as you were talking to her, I got hit in the throat, and then you talked about, I guess she's been crying quite a bit.
Yes.
And so let me just listen to what they're telling me. So is this your brother?
Yes.
He's your brother?
Yes.
Does he have an addiction problem?
I don't know. If it is, it's alcohol. I don't know if it's an addiction problem. I know he drinks it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they're telling me. So.
Okay.
Was there? I get the feeling there was an issue in your family relating to your brother when he was very young. I get the feeling that your brother felt abandoned at a very young age. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, perfect sense. Because when I told what happened last night, in a nutshell, he left out and left her to do work. And I sent him a text in the middle of the movie saying, don't do her like mother did us.
Wow.
Exactly what you just said.
Wow. Okay. Now, I'm getting a mixed message. Is there a woman in his life? Because I'm getting a mixed message. I see her there, and then I don't see her there. I don't see
yes.
a strong bond with a woman.
It is not a mixed message. You're seeing it right. She's there, but she's not there. She's more self-fulfilling than anything. She goes to work and then she does couponing or she might be doing photography, but she has no real emotional attachment to my niece.
Mm-hmm.
So you are correct.
Okay, so all right. So basically, so there are no other siblings there? She doesn't have any other children there? Any brothers or sisters? Or no connection to them?
Yeah, it's another daughter there, the wife's daughter.
Okay.
But she gets treated just like her. So, yeah, there's another sibling there.
Okay, but it's not a direct sibling there.
No direct sibling, no.
Mm-hmm. Now, how far are you willing to go for your niece?
As far as I can without ruffling the feathers of my brother. Because I have a pretty hot temper. I haven't talked to him today, and I'm not going to talk to him right now.
Well, this is what they're telling me is for her the best thing for her, and this is rather out there, okay, but this is what they're telling me. You see, just as I spoke to the lady before, Yvette,
mm-hmm.
what, you know, I'm feeling tremendous discomfort in my solar plexus for your niece, and she's being totally torn apart. She has no power there, and she feels very, very weak and tired as a result of everything that's going on there. She feels no support at all. She's very, very insecure. She actually feels sick very often, and this is psychological. This is where it's all beginning. And in the ideal, if there were any way to pull it off, and if it were possible for you to do it, they keep on saying to me over and over again that she needs to come out of that household. She needs to go into a house where she can be loved and supported. But you're not going to change your brother. There's no way you're going to change your brother. And you don't have much influence with the woman who's there. And
yeah,
so
I don't like her.
Okay.
You're right. I'm not going to talk to her either.
Yeah. So the only possibility for helping this child get through safely is to have her be in a loving environment. If you feel you can provide that, and if you feel there's some way to work this out with your brother, it might be that you begin in a very gentle way where she comes and she stays over with you a weekend
okay.
or two. And that helps her get out of that environment and experience a loving person for her. And then you'll take it step by step from there. But the environment she's in is not good for her, and there's no way of changing that environment.
Okay. Okay.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Kimberly.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. That was really, really accurate. That was good.
You know, I want to talk for a minute, if I can, about
sure.
the solar plexus, because I have to tell you that I would say over 60% of my clients, I find this issue of where I feel their solar plexus getting so tight. And part of it, I think, you know, is because of what happened to me when I was a young person, and I lost my power, and it took me many years to get my power back. And, you know, and things like in my house, I'll just be straight with everybody so they know where I come from. I was about a year old or so, and my mother did not love my father, and she was running around with a sailor who lived upstairs. We lived in an apartment building, and my grandfather, who lived not far away, had heard about her and came, and he attacked both of them, my father for not being a man, and there I am, because I've seen it and I've heard it, there I am standing up in my crib screaming, and they're not coming to me. They're just telling me, ignoring me and telling me to shut up. That's a major event, you know, where
right.
a child thinks their whole world is in trauma and is in upset.
Of course, yep.
And then for me, it was followed up when I was about 6 years old, where this was a terrible marriage, and my mother wanted to divorce my father, and my father decided he loved her so much, he was just going to commit suicide. And fortunately, they got to him before he died. But again, all of a sudden, one day, I'm at my aunt's house, and I never understood why I was there having breakfast without my parents being around. And it wasn't until my father passed that one of my cousins told me that he had attempted suicide, and then it made sense to me finally. So these kind of traumas in our life, abuse, putting us down, sexual abuse, I find so often with women, they lose their power, and it's in the solar plexus and also in the throat chakra, right by the throat. And what happens is that we stuff these emotions in these areas. They become energetic blocks, which then can turn into illnesses. And I've had people who've come down with colitis, pancreatitis, ulcers. All kinds of conditions can be affected ultimately by these energetic things and how they impact the area and you can't fully be human because the energy can't move through all of your chakras because it's being blocked in the solar plexus chakra and in the throat chakra. So what you want to do is open those up, and that's something that I do. I do it energetically. I do it by giving them homework and work with them in many different ways. One of the most extreme ways is that very often I'll do this with somebody who has been sexually abused when they were young, just as an example, but it could be somebody who was in a tornado just as well. I was taught by Mother Mary to do a soul retrieval. And what happens is when we're in trauma, what happens is part of our energetic soul gets stuck in that time-space event kind of period. So if something happened when you were 5 years old and your soul is stuck back there, you continue to act as an adult as though the same trauma that you had back then, you see everything in the same way as you did when you were 5 years old. And what we do is Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael come and they lift up that soul and they bring it up and they put it into the area just above the heart, which is called the high heart, where our soul resides, and they restore that energetic soul back to the person so they can be whole and complete in that way. And I'll tell you, it's made amazing differences for people. Usually they sleep right after it because there's so much that's going on, and then there's a tremendous release of the anguish that they've suffered for such a long period of time. I hope that gives you some idea.
No, it absolutely does. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's really helpful for people to know. You know, it's important to realize that, you know, the damage and how early the damage to our chakras and our energy systems as a whole starts to occur. I mean, it can start so early in our childhood, and I also see that with my clients, a lot of damage to root chakras and things like that from childhood issues. So I completely get that.
Cool.
All right. So let's move on to, things are skipping around. Okay. Shruti, I believe is her name. Shruti. Is that, am I pronouncing your name right?
Yes, you are. Thank you for taking
my
call,
Lisa.
Okay,
that's good. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call, Sharman Rai.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Good. Doing great, Shruti. How can I be of assistance?
If you can tune in to me, I'd appreciate it. And any messages you're getting from my guides?
The first part again, Shruti. I didn't understand it.
If you can tune in to me, and
yes.
If you're getting any message from my guides in the spiritual area or medical, whatever.
They want to focus on the medical.
Okay.
That's what they told me, and now they're starting to show me something. I'm starting to see a very bright light. I'm seeing, and I'm not sure if this is you that I'm seeing,
mm-hmm.
but I'm seeing a person who is laid out, face down, no blouse or shirt on top of them, and the hair is kind of a mixture of I guess you'd call it white and black kind of hair. And I get the feeling that this person is very throwing up. That's actually what I think is going on. I don't know. What I heard was that it had something to do with drinking. And that was what the regurgitation was all about. What I'm hearing is that there's an issue going on with the kidneys. There's a lot of pain in the kidney area. I'm reaching towards the kidney area on my left, and I also get the feeling I heard and saw that there are some stones, gallstone kind of things. I'm not sure.
Kidney stones. Yeah, they're supposed to be kidney stones.
And so you've been sick for quite a while with this, have you?
Actually, I guess, I do have some gray hair, kind of colored, but I do not drink at all.
Okay.
So I'm not, taking any kind of alcohol. I am not aware of any kind of kidney issues.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so.
Okay.
Could be
somebody
else. Well,
these are the things that I'm seeing. I don't know.
Okay.
They're saying that you were born with. Were one of your limbs injured when you were very young?
My limbs injured. No, I've been having a little bit of a knee problem. But
okay. No.
I've not had anything.
Okay. Let me work with them for a second. Just give me a second.
Sure. No problem. Take your time.
So, do you meditate at all?
Yes, I try to meditate every day.
Okay.
I end up skipping a day here or there, but I try to meditate.
And when you meditate, when you meditate, do you ever get a feeling that there's others around you?
Yeah, there's mainly more energy in my body kind of thing.
I think they're asking, that's one way of it doing it. But they're asking specifically, do you feel like there are others around you, others being some kind of entities around you?
No, other than, not when I'm meditating, but sometimes if I'm waking up late or it's past my wake-up time, I'll feel somebody shake me, things like that.
So those are your guides who are working with you.
Okay.
Now, your guides are with you all the time. I'm just repeating what they're saying. And, by the way, they are recommending that you go and check your kidneys. Have your kidneys checked?
Okay. I will do that.
Okay.
It might be an advance warning, you know?
Yeah.
Which is what we want.
Right.
That's what we want.
Right. I'll tell you a quick story. one of my clients, she just wrote me. We did a session a couple of weeks ago, and I saw something in her abdomen kind of area. And I said, there's something there, and, you know, go and have it checked. And she just wrote me now that I'm not saying this is the same for you, but she just wrote me that they found a tumor there, and they're just doing a biopsy on it. So, so just, you know, as with caution, when I get this information, it's just, you know, I'm not going to try and treat you. I'm going to let you go and check it out.
And that's the best way, right, to find out earlier so we get
prevented. And so they just keep on saying to me, your guides are with you all the time. Now, if you tuned into them and listened, you would hear direction from them directly. So what that means, and again, this is kind of funny because when I first heard my guides, I would test them and, and see if they gave me the kind of answers I thought that were right. And I even got mad at one of my guides and said, I don't want to work with you anymore. So the key is, for, they are there. They're around you all the time. And we just want you to listen is what they're saying to you. And so ask for guidance and then listen and take the action that's there. I don't know why they say this, but they say you've been kind of hiding. And again, now they're using another word. They're saying that you've been kind of reclusive. You know, some, I don't know if it's pain that's keeping you reclusive, but something is keeping you from fully fully being active in the way that you want to be. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, more tiredness. Many times I feel like I'm tired or I just kind of, it's almost like I go into deep meditations sometimes, so it's more on that. And as for listening to my guides, yes, I do want to. That's something I've been asking for in terms of that I would like to hear them, you know, see them, touch them. But because my communication is mainly through knowing and more on that type of intuition rather than, so that's not concrete. I'm a, I would like something more concrete than
okay,
simple,
well, what they're
you know.
Saying is to help you along with this, what they're going to do is they're going to touch you on the shoulder. That's what they just showed me. They're going to touch you on the shoulder, and that will be a sign that they're there while you start to open up your ability to actually listen to them, to hear them. Okay.
Good. Good. Then that will be definitely be helpful.
Okay. I hope that's been helpful to you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Shruti. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Lisa.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so let's move on to Donna in California. It's our second California caller, I believe.
All right.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi. Hi, I'm fine.
Hi, Donna. It's Shaman Rai. How
Hi.
Are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. The question is regarding my job. Well, it's kind of rocky right now, but I was wondering if you see me going back to school or my job's going to change or just anything in that area.
You're asking, just so I can make sure that I hear it correctly, so you're asking about your job, whether I see your job's going to change or whether you're going back to school in some way. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, you know, they just hit me with this, but, you know, sometimes we look at spirit as though spirit always has let me step back and say it the way they said it. What they said to me was, you know, a lot of decisions in life are your choice, okay? And so, you know, whether you want to go to school is your choice. Now, I can look at the job and I'll go back and do that. But they just want you to understand that it's a moment-to-moment choice that you make. And now, what they're saying to me is, in your heart, you don't really like this job that you're in at all, do you?
No, I don't think it's my calling or my purpose in life.
Right.
But it, you know.
So your calling in life is to be of assistance to other people.
Right.
And is this kind of a desk job that you've got?
No, I'm a hairstylist, so I mean, I am assisting them in that area, but
Yeah, but that's. you want to, I get the feeling that you want to do something. They keep on bringing up medical. Did you want to go in the medical direction at some point?
Yeah, well, the holistic health area, yeah. I have been just anything in, as far as holistic, yeah.
Well, have you started to take lessons
well,
in it?
Well, I'm, it's just that I'm, well, you know, I'm using the excuse of financing. I mean, I don't, I'm on my, I mean, I haven't, I'm just without a car, and it's just, I know if I put my mind to it, I could. It's just right now I'm kind of strapped for money. That's why I need to look into maybe getting maybe a grant or something, because that's the only way. I have no financial.
Well, but you know, sometimes I guess you're looking for a degree or something, but there is so much information out there for us to begin to learn ourselves, depending on what you want to do. You know, if it's nutrition and it's supplements and things like that, or coaching people in food and things like that, you don't need to rely on going to a school and getting a certificate for that. You can begin your process by learning it, being the example yourself, and and they keep showing me you in the cutting people's hair. You're in the perfect position to start to talk to people about their health and about shifting.
I actually do. I bring up chelation therapy quite often because I find that if people are unaware of that, and I think it's wonderful. So I do. I like to mention that.
That's a great starting point. Yeah. Now, what you want to do is expand your base of knowledge. Knowing chelation therapy is one aspect, and that's good. There are lots of other ways of detoxing.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes people, one of the, you know, the more you learn and you learn it yourself, and then you can go on and you know, expand yourself that way. That's what they're suggesting.
Yeah, that's true. I do. I try to get on the computer and learn as much as I can.
Yeah.
Through the websites and stuff. Do you see my job being secure for a while, the one that I'm in?
They
now?
Said yes as you asked it.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I mean, great. Well,
all right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks for calling, Donna.
Lisa, you know, I just want to mention that on my website, I've written a variety of articles on many different topics, and it might be something that some people may resonate with. You know, if they go to shamanrai.com, and then they can go to articles and or listen to talks that I've given and things like that. That's a good way for them to learn and expand and see you know, some of the work that I do, because I've written articles and newsletters, and there's a lot of testimonials on there that people can get a better sense from.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really valuable information. And you're also on Twitter, you know, and all of that too. So I know your Twitter is at Shaman Rai. That's for everybody. And that's your email, or I'm sorry, your web address as well. Your webpage is the same, but it's everybody. It's Shaman, Shaman. Rai is Rae. So
Rai.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rai. Yeah, sorry. I wrote your name down like Rye, like in rye bread. So
yeah,
I pronounce it right.
I know.
So now I keep looking at it with the E on the end, and I'm like, nah, that's not right. Okay.
Right.
So So it's and we put it in the chat room, by the way. Anybody who's listening, you can check the chat room. We have a link to it there. But it's Shaman Rai, and Rai is spelled Rai, ShamanRai.com. And you can read his articles. You can find out how to get in touch with him. He can do all of this stuff. And one of the coolest things about all this psychic stuff is the ability to be able to do it without being in front of the person. He can do that. He can do it even though you don't live near him. It doesn't matter. It's energy work. Anytime energy is involved, you don't have to be face-to-face with the person. So no matter where you live, you can take advantage of Shaman Rai's expertise and get a reading or whatever from him. But also, I mean, on Twitter and things like that, I'm sure you put your articles out there as I do.
Yep.
And stuff like that. So, you know, follow him there. Do you have a Facebook page? I did not check that.
Yeah, it's shamanrai.52.
Okay, so that's how you can get it. If you're a Facebook person, you can get that way. Not everybody's a Twitter person. I happen to love Twitter, but not everybody's a Twitter person. So if you're into Facebook, that's how you can find them on Facebook. But obviously, I'm sure the links are all on your website. So shamanrai.com is probably the best way to find you. So let's take one more caller. We've got Terry from Texas. Terry, are you there?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Hi, Terry. It's Shaman Rai. Thank you.
I was calling to see if you might could tune in to me or my ancestors. And I have been meditating a lot lately, concentrating on the forgiveness and release of karmic debt and karmic contracts from me to others and others to me, and including my ancestors. And I just wonder, is that working? Has it been accomplished?
Well, what they're saying is it's great what you've been doing. You're not complete yet. There are still some things to release. And remember, we may have gone through, you know, millions of lifetimes. And so, you know, there may be stuff that's left from that.
Mm-hmm.
So were you young when you started to meditate, or when you started to feel the desire to meditate?
Yes, I was.
And so you were young in an earlier lifetime also, when, again, you began to meditate. I get the feeling you were a priestess.
That's exciting.
Yeah. There's not a lot more to clear is what they're telling me.
Okay.
There may be something having to do with this priestess life and this young girl life from earlier times, which is a parallel to the way you were now. I'm not seeing all of the information about it. There is something about where I'm seeing a man on a horse, and I saw you being abused by him in terms of him whipping you. And so there's something there. It looks like, I want to say it's English and maybe around the colonial time, something like that. Just keep doing it is what they're saying. Keep on doing it. Keep on meditating. What kind of meditation are you doing? Is it any specific kind, or is it basically you sit down, do the breath, and you go into a meditation?
I do really all different kinds. I do the chakra beginnings or the kind of like a past life regression beginnings, or, you know, all kinds of meditation, or just to sit down and start humming, you know, or chanting, and yeah.
Okay, well, they're focusing on your spine, and you know, they're bringing this up. That's the technique that I use. You might want to look into what Kriya Yoga is. Kriya, Kriya Yoga. It's also called Kundalini. It works with your Kundalini, the energy that goes up and down.
Uh-huh.
Because that,
you know, I started to mention that I was like 6 when my Kundalini rose. It scared me, so I went running inside to my grandmother, and she said, "Well, even my grandmother, you know, was real spiritual." And she said, "Well, I can't believe that, you know." She was explaining to me what Kundalini is, and she said I was much too young. She wouldn't have expected that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so, yeah.
That has to do that opened up because of a past life where you were also a very young child and you were meditating. So you've meditated many times in many lifetimes. You've been a truth seeker, and that's what's opened up. But what I wanted to say was what, and you can read about Paramahansa Yogananda if you want to and what Kriya Yoga is, but basically by moving the Kundalini up and down, let's say around the spine area, each time you are removing karma. And that's one of the key things that helped me get rid of my karma and my issues, and, you know, for millennia. And And so this is just something that's kind of suggested to you, so for you to look at.
I am so grateful for that. I've never even heard of it, and that is just amazing.
Terrific.
So, yeah, but can you tell me also, is this working on, I'm also doing it, standing in for my ancestors. Is it helping them?
They say, oh, yeah, that's the way they spoke
to me.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. You know, because
as
you shift, everybody shifts.
Oh, okay,
and
good to know.
Cool. All righty. Well, thank
well,
you very much.
Thanks for calling, Sherry.
Thank you
cool.
so much.
Oh, no, absolutely, thank you. You know, it's so funny because we've had such a variety of calls tonight, and that's really unusual. A lot of times we end up with a theme, you know, like a career theme or a love life theme or something like that. And we really had a great mix tonight. So I'm really happy about that, and I'm really,
great.
Really happy that you are on the show. Really appreciate your taking the time to come on the show. And you know, do the readings, and we'll I'm hoping that you will come back again. And
just invite me back anytime, Lisa. I'd love to come back.
Absolutely, we'll definitely do that. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. It was really interesting, and I love that you can do so many different things and hit on so many different areas. It's really interesting. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Everyone, next week, hang on there with me for a minute. If you're still holding, I want to let everyone know that the secret to getting on the show for sure is calling in about 6:45. If you call in 15 minutes before the show starts, 7 p.m. Eastern time, if you call in about 6:45 Eastern time or right around there, you have a really good chance of getting on the show. So I like to give that information to everyone because there are people that are sitting on the line that didn't get a chance to get on the air that I'm sure would have liked to. So that's some information for you, a little insider secret. Other than that, I think we're pretty much going to wrap up for the night. Again, Shaman Rai's information is you can go to his website at shamanrai.com, and you can find him on Twitter with the same name at Shaman Rai. And please feel free to listen tomorrow to Military Monday with John D. Gresham and all of our other great shows this week that we have coming up. Again, this coming week, October begins, and the Right Stream Network gets even bigger, and we're going to be doing a lot more. So everyone, please make sure you listen in and check out my website at lisatarvis.com. You'll find links to my Facebook pages, Twitter account, LinkedIn account, and links to where you can buy my book, which is Just Believe. You can find it on Amazon. And until next week, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate everyone dialing in, tuning in, whatever you did to get to the show tonight. And next week, we're going to have another live psychic reading show. It'll be with someone who is called the Queen. So we're going to have to expect great things out of her next week. Anyway, everybody, we will talk to you all next week, Sunday, 7 o'clock. See you there, and thanks so much for listening. Bye.